Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last episode, we found out that Alec Holland had actually died, and that Swamp Thing was just personification of Alec. He doesn't take that real well, and we can see the ramifications in this episode. So please enjoy.
Issue 22.
So, Abby...
Swamped.
Yeah. Abby is searching for Swamp Thing. Matt is...
Reluctantly with her.
Yeah. I feel like at around this time, she doesn't care either way if he is there.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get to that more later. But, so she is searching the bayou for him. And then they find him. And he is...
Basically a plant.
Yeah, well, it looks like he's dead.
Yeah.
It looks like he's given up hope and let himself be taken over by the swamp again. I think she even makes a comment that she saw something or an insect in his arm and just crawling into his arm. We then see Woodrow,
aka the Floronic Man.
Well, he's in his he sprayed on this special
Flexi Flesh.
Yeah,
can of Flexi Flesh that makes him look just like a human when he sprays
man,
it across.
I want some of that flesh. Not that I need it, but it'd be kind of fun to have.
Walk up to the dog and be like,
that, oh god, that'd be terrifying.
Especially if you only did parts like the arms. Anyway.
But so Woodrow pops out and he's talking about how he makes comment that he worked for Sutherland to try and figure out what's going on with Alec. He
explains to him that he's not dead, that he's just gone back to, you know, vegetation. Well,
he also explains, does he actually tell Abby the truth?
Let's see. He talks about how he's got, you know, these tubers growing on him that look like, you know, edible plants that he hasn't...
So it looks like a yam.
Right here, he says he's a vegetable. Let's see. He says it's got a similar structure to a yam and possibly edible, which causes Abby to throw up.
And then, well, I mean, if you're one of your best friends decides to die and somebody says, hey, I can eat this.
Yeah.
You might not take it well either.
And then the last frame on that, or the panel on that page is... Basically, Swamp Thing's face is pooled with water, like in his eyes and stuff, but you can still see the red and yellow glow of his eyes.
Which is kind of cool. That's a neat little detail. And that's because he is having inner dream, inner...
Yeah, it's like a dreamish, nightmarish thing going on inside of his head, which it's actually really cool how they panel out into that, because it shows, you know, pictures of his face with what's going on inside of his mind in... pieces of his face, and then it goes into actually like what he was seeing and thinking.
Like he's at his wedding with Linda, and there's a bunch of creatures everywhere. Like I see this one hand with you know, chopped off and sewn up, and you have one of Arcane's Unimen or Unmen, whatever you want to call them. And
then
they're all toasting him.
We should also point out that in this one, he's actually human shaped.
Yes.
Until Linda starts sinking into the swamp, and he's like, "I need a shovel. You know, I want to dig her up. I've got to save her." And whoever he's talking to, it's maybe his dad. He says, "You can't do that in your wedding clothes. You need a mud suit." So he gives him this suit that, well, basically when he puts it on, he looks like Swamp Thing.
Actually, I think that might be Matt. I could be wrong on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to figure out who the people were in the pictures.
Yeah.
Especially like when he's got his wife here, and then her hair turns blonde in the next picture, and then it's back to red in the next picture after that.
But that's just, I think that's just...
bad inking.
Yeah. Again, this is also old story and reprints and all that.
Then it's basically like, you know, Alec isn't here anymore. And then it goes back to where the Swamp Thing is actually just... in the swamp across a log, just, you know, growing, basically putting down roots.
Oh, jeez. So we see Abby coming back to the hotel, the motel that they're in, because, like I said previously, their house was destroyed, hers and Matt's. But she's having a tough time because she thinks that Matt's preoccupied. She walks up to their room and starts hearing voices. She doesn't know, she has a woman's voice. She doesn't know what's going on. She has all these thoughts in her head. Like, there's people in there and that he's cheating on her. And
well, actually, those aren't thoughts in her head. She's got the door peeked open and she's looking through.
Oh.
And then she's like, she closes her eyes and she's like, no, what's going on? And then when she opens the door again, he's just sitting there in the chair like nothing's going on and everything's normal.
Right in front of the TV.
Yeah.
And it's almost like she's losing her mind.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Next panel, we go back out to Woodrue examining the Swamp Thing.
They can make sure he's just not there.
Yeah.
Because he has that yam body part he took. He took it and he cooked it up and now he's going to basically eat it because he's hungry. That actually sounds really stupid.
Yeah, and kind of gross, actually.
Well, but, I mean, Alec, Swamp Thing, is still there. He's just not coherent because
he's still dreaming.
Still in his mind. He's taking Abby. He's as Swamp Thing now. He's in a Swamp Thing mentality or body.
Not Abby, Linda. It's still his wife.
Did I say Abby?
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you. Takes Linda and he's trying to help her, trying to find something to help her, help save her. But he comes across these
worms.
Yeah. That end up eating him? Like his old body?
I don't know whose body that's supposed to
be. I believe it's him because because.
Oh, that's right, because he says, but there's nothing left. But what's really funny is, when he's talking to these worms, they're like, he says, it's my wife. She needs a doctor. And they say, well, what do you know? As it happens, that's just what we're eating. Sit down and tuck in. And then they say, oh, by the way, you're not Jewish, are you?
That's actually pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty humorous, too. Yeah. And they were like, good, it's just us plain Aryan worms. as, you know, like the plain Aryan worms, except plain Aryan, like, you know. Yeah, horrible joke, but...
I mean, it's...
It's funny, but at the same time, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Aryan, like, you know, Hitler
the
and...
The race, yeah. That, yeah, it's...
And, but anyways, so they're he says, you know, and they're like, hey, dig in, you know, eat this stuff. It's real brain food. And he says, but there's nothing left. And he says, hey, you're joking, right? You can't really be that green. It's the best part we left for you. We left you the humanity. Try not to lose it.
Which is just, you know, it's just all bones. And this is when he decides that because this is Alec Holland, this is him, he makes the decision that he has to take
his humanity
over carrying. He has to leave Linda. And that was his whole being. Like, without his humanity, he's nothing.
He was just another monster or another plant.
Next page, we see that Abby is still trying to revive Alec, and she keeps calling him Alec.
Mm-hmm.
She's not gonna let go of his humanity. Matt is, in a way, kind of getting frustrated. I think he's
almost
jealous.
Yeah,
that she's giving him more attention. She's given Swamp Thing more attention than she's ever given him, and recently, which I think is also why he's
having the issues with his powers.
Yeah,
and stuff. Yeah.
So then we see Woodrue, is doing some more tests. It looks like
he's taking it. It's like a flower that's grown off of him, and he snips it and he bags it up so he can do something to it. And then we're bounced back into Swamp Thing's nightmares, and he's basically getting attacked by all these things, and they're trying to take away the skeleton that he is, you know, considering his humanity. And he's fighting with them, and they keep taking it. All he's left with now is basically part of the spine and the skull.
Yeah, they're taking bits and pieces off him, which, I mean,
if you think about it, that's exactly what's kind of happening to him.
Man, that's really heavy.
It's deep.
So we get back to Woodrue, and one of the things he's doing, he's trying to connect with
nature. With the everything that's green and living.
Which, Swamp Thing is a perfect example of being... I know they focus more on... They focus more on it in the New 52 and forward, but he is an envoy of the green. The green being...
living plant life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know they also talk about Animal Man being an envoy of the Red, and that's dealing with animals. And
so we've got one for flora and one for fauna.
But so he's trying to connect with the green, and in doing so, he kind of loses his own humanity almost.
No, it's okay. So what happens is he's got he cut off this specimen of a flower from Swamp Thing's. Well, basically, what's his body now that's just growing all these, you know, like the tubers that he was eating and stuff like that. He's got it hooked into some kind of machine that's letting him feel what Swamp Thing's feeling through the connection with whatever is inside of this thing. He flips the switch, and then we get back into Swamp Thing's nightmare. And basically, his humanity is talking to him, saying that, you know, you've got to do this. You can't just lay here. You know, you're going to, you know, just turn into nothing if you don't keep moving. And then it shows him slowly, you know, basically he lays down, sits down, and it turns him into what he is on the outside as well as the inside of his mind.
Yeah.
Then it bounces back to Woodrue.
Yeah, this is when the green, he lets the green in, and he feels everything. He's feeling like he is in the bayous of Louisiana with Swamp Thing.
He's feeling what Swamp Thing's feeling.
And Swamp Thing feels everything.
And Swamp Thing, yeah, he says...
He feels all the green.
Yeah, and he's like, I feel a redwood, but how? The nearest redwood is in Northern California. Surely I can't... And then as he says it, he's like, now I'm a withering yellow Arctic poppy up on the Alaskan slopes of Alaska. So cold. And then it shows him like basically going crazy. He rips the... pieces of the nodes off of his forehead that are connecting him to this machine, which is connecting him to Swamp Thing's, you know, psyche, I guess you'd call it. Mm-hmm. And he turns himself back into the Floronic Man, yeah, and throws off all of his clothes, and he's like...
To him, it was like the green spoke to him,
mm-hmm,
and told him that you need to help us.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what do I need to do? And then it begins to rain blossoms. And he sees that as a sign that the world, the green, wants to take back everything.
And that's where that issue stops.
Yes. And I will say that the next couple issues are a ride. It's actually kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of Saga of the Swamp Thing.